The new Halloween. It's only a little weird. Or make every day a cheerful holiday. This Halloween, invent something new, and may the whole world follow you. Don't let the world push you off your track. If it changes, change it right back. Oh, yes, you can. The question is only when. When are you going to rise and stop being so nice? The world isn't just drifting. Some people are doing some shady shifting. But no matter what you are told, this is not their world. This is our world to build. A world where dreams are to be fulfilled. But you can't jump into change without a test, and you will need to practice and get a lot of rest. This Friday is a pretty good test day, because while Halloween will be over, some parties will still be held over, and you can get away with wearing your costume for an extra day. This also means your costume must be war regalia, matching where you live, from Michigan to Australia. An extra day really does go a long way. For a teenager who is clever, a day is as good as forever. So might as well trade all your clothes for what you'd expect from superheroes. And stay with it. Cape and cowl, maybe even a mask and a growling howl. People will just call it fashion, but you will know that this is your passion. To change the world for the better, you can't wear boring pants and a sweater. You have to dress like a fighter, a real change igniter. Ah, sure, at first people may laugh, but being that shallow is rough. They'll be the first to change their mind, the first to stop being so blind. After graduating your useless high school, everyone will think about you as having been really cool. And you will be writing your first book.
I dressed like a superhero, and here's what it took.
I hope you will put in plenty of photos, as you can't ever have enough of those. With everyone dressed in bland fashion, you will be parading with superhero passion. It seems like a small step for a student, but you will have already made a dent. You could even open up a boutique or an online store where new heroes could find their score. They could walk out with ninja junk or dressed like a superhero skunk. And in your middle age, you could give speeches on a stage how you became superhero fit to tone your body a little bit. How you sometimes fight actual criminals at night. Though now by writing stories, spinning all kinds of wise allegories. And you can't write a book without sharing the wisdom that it took. You'll be sharing your class and your superhero sass. You can't hope to change the world alone, but you can stand unmoving like a stone, an anchor for more beautiful change to come. All the way until all the bad ideas are gone. And if you wanted a single wisdom to share, here it is in a single word. Dare. Do not gently go with the world's meandering flow. Dare to wear cape or tail all year. Dare to have audacious hair. Dare, because daring is rare. And just so you know, You have to grow. Grow all the way up to no end until you ascend and transcend. Until you become a great being with wisdom that is all-seeing. And you must encourage and allow for others to follow. It is not until all the young minds aim to grow for the better that the world will start growing along together.